everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
All right, welcome back. Cattle futures surging higher today with spot month live cattle futures moving to contract highs. The underlying support in all cattle trade, though, remains firm, allowing for buyers to sustain renewed buyer activity here today. Corn markets lower today in live trade. March corn futures about 1 cent lower. The Dow Jones is 225 points higher today. NASDAQ up 48 points. In live cattle today, wide price shifts developed across the complex with initial market pressure seeming to limit buyer interest. Although renewed feeder cattle buying activity quickly sparked some widespread market gains in the live cattle and feeder cattle futures. Cash cattle interest, though, still extremely quiet, with bids and asking prices yet to be established in any area. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were lower today, down 11 cents in select and down just a penny per hundredweight in choice, with active movement of 113 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, strong triple-digit gains moved into the complex following the building pressure seen early on Tuesday. Traders looked for additional market activity to develop over the near future as renewed fundamental support developed in all cattle trade. This may spark some additional underlying support through the entire cattle complex over the upcoming days as renewed buyer support moves into nearby contracts. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today, with corn trade flat to 1 cent lower, with early strength fading with more consolidative action ongoing. Soybean trade was 6 to 8 cents lower today, with trade edging into overbought territory, and little fresh news this morning encouraging some profit-taking. Finally, in wheat, trade was 1 to 6 cents higher, with buying returning overnight, with trade working to test nearby resistance this morning. The Australian harvest will continue along with Argentina's, where rains are currently expected to cause damage. Meanwhile, the North American winter wheat should have some warmer weather than normal, which in January is usually viewed not as a good thing, with late emerging wheat especially vulnerable. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.